Here's the translation of the text into English. China ready to resume exchanges and cooperate with Canada, foreign minister says. Gold prices jumped to near three-week high amid U.S. shutdown progress. Explainer, what is climate finance and why does it matter? Oil slips on oversupply worries, sanctions risk in focus. China devises plan to keep U.S. military from getting its rare earth magnets, WSJ reports. Oil prices edge lower as dollar steadies. Oversupply jitters persist. Japan's rice prices on rise again in test for new prime minister. Oil settles higher as tight fuel markets offset crude supply concerns. Qatar Energy signs 20-year urea supply deal with Japan's Mitsui. Trump maintains request for Supreme Court to halt judge's food aid funding order. Japan stocks higher at close of trade, Nikkei 25 up 0.13%. SoftBank Group Q2 profit blows past expectations. Sells Nvidia stake for $5.8 billion. Elliott takes Toyota Industries stake to almost 5%, Bloomberg News reports. SoftBank Group posts $16.6 billion Q2 profit on OpenAI gains. Tech stocks slip in jittery. Asia trade Jefferies names top five machinery stocks after volatile earnings season. UBS delays migration of some super rich. Credit Suisse clients, sources say. Sony raises profit forecast by 8%, cites lower tariff impact. Anime strength, Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.19%. Trump says U.S. faces economic disaster if Supreme Court rules against tariffs. Australia consumer sentiment improves sharply in NAV, Westpac. Trump says he is working on a deal to lower tariff rate on Swiss imports. Fewer Germans moving to U.S. since Trump's inauguration, official data shows. Germany needs sweeping reform to regain competitiveness. Minister says India's unemployment rate eases to 5.2% in September quarter. Women's employment rises. Eurozone investor morale worsens further than expected. Vietnam PM says economy strong enough to cope with external shocks. China to provide new investment opportunities to U.S. companies. Yen slips to nine-month low as traders eye end to U.S. shutdown. Japan's mega banks seen posting solid Q2 profits on track for record annual earnings. Morning bid. Reopening rebound runs on, with rate cuts in sight. U.S. Senate passes bill to end government shutdown, sends to House. China prepares plan to restrict U.S. military from its rare earths, WSJ. U.S. consumer watchdog says it is legally blocked from accessing funds. Australia consumer mood turns optimistic for first time in almost 4 years. Schumer in the hot seat. Again, over deal to fund government. U.S. Senate approves bill to end government shutdown, sends it to the House. Bitcoin price today, pinned at $105, despite strategy buying, shutdown progress. Coinbase to launch platform for pre-listing token sales. Bitcoin price today, inches higher to $105K on progress towards end of U.S. shutdown. Fractional syndication launches the investors pool. A real estate tokenization platform, BOE proposes stablecoin regulation with 60% government debt limit. XRP climbs 10% in a Green Day WEF token 2.0 launch. New investors invited to growing iGaming ecosystem. EOS falls 11 cent in route. Light climbs 11 cent in a Green Day. Here's why Citi says crypto price have been weak recently. Solnox to present at Aquis showcase after strong quarterly results. Valco Energy declares fourth quarter dividend of 0.65 per share. Sampor purchases own shares in $150 million buyback program. LXP Industrial Trust stock hits all-time high at $47.45. VorBio prices $100 million public offering of common stock. Roland stockholders prices secondary offering at $57.50 per share. Westlake completes tender offer for $253.7 million of senior notes. Energizer Holdings declares quarterly dividend of $0.30 per share. Intel appoints tech veteran Craig Directors. Precision Biosciences raises $75 million in stock and warrant offering.